From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Wednesday called for a, quote, radical change to the structure of American aid to countries that don't help the U.S. stop violent illegal immigrants from trying to get into America. Trump did not name any particular country.
I called them animals the other day, and I was met with rebuke. They said, they're people. They're not people. These are animals. And we have to be very, very tough.
The president speaking in Long Island, New York, about gangs, specifically MS-13. Trump said every time someone comes from a certain country, we're going to deduct a rather large amount of money from what we give them in aid. We may not just give them aid at all, because despite the reports I hear, I don't believe they're helping us one bit. Mr. Trump said Wednesday the U.S. will know soon if a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place as scheduled. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Yesterday, the president said there's a very substantial chance the meeting will not happen on June 12th as planned. Today,
someday a date will happen. It could very well be June 12th.
Saying he will know next week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier told a House panel he's very hopeful the meeting takes place.
That decision will ultimately be up to Chairman Kim.
If it does, Pompeo's also hopeful the president can convince Kim to give up his nuclear weapons, and the U.S. will be ready to walk away if the right deal's not on the table. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pompeo also told Congress our posture will not change until we see verifiable denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. This is VOA News. The United States has disinvited China from a major international maritime exercise. The Pentagon says China's, quote, destabilizing behavior in the South China Sea is inconsistent with the principles of the U.S.-led drill. China has taken part in the exercise since 2014. A U.S. government employee in southern China has reported abnormal sensations of sound and pressure, according to the State Department on Wednesday. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, recalled similar experiences among American diplomats in Cuba who later fell ill.
We're concerned about it. It's a serious medical incident. We want to make sure and take care of every one of our officers serving overseas. We've learned about it only recently. We are still trying to identify all the circumstances surrounding it. We've notified China of what took place as best we know it, and they have responded in a way that is exactly the right response. They've honored their commitment under the Vienna Convention to take care of the diplomats that are serving in their country, and we truly appreciate this. They've offered to assist us in investigating how this came to be.
The State Department has now issued a health alert for American citizens in China. Health officials in Nigeria say 12 people have died from cholera in recent days. The outbreak is happening in the Mubi district in the northeastern state of Adamawa. The National Football League has approved a new policy on protests of the national anthem. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The NFL has come up with a compromise for players that don't want to stand for the national anthem.
If anyone is on the field and is disrespectful to the anthem or the flag, there would be a fine from the league against the team.
And Commissioner Roger Goodell adds an option for players who don't want to stand.
Stay in the locker room. There's no penalty for that, but we are going to encourage all of them to be on the field.
The NFL Players Association said it will challenge any part of the new policy that violates the collective bargaining agreement. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Nicaraguan cardinal says talks between President Daniel Ortega's government and opponents have been suspended. 80 members of the Mexican Mafia criminal gang have been charged in a conspiracy to deal drugs and carry out violence ordered from Los Angeles County jails. Thousands of unionized Las Vegas casino hotel workers have voted to authorize a strike at any time starting June 1st. And Italy's president has given political newcomer Giuseppe Conte the opportunity to try to form Western Europe's first populist government. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.